AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is offering a resolution to sue the Trump administration over the release of the Epstein files. Majority Whip John Barrasso objected.
This is another reckless political stunt designed to distract Americans from Democrats' dangerous plan to shut down the Department of Homeland Security.
Schumer wants release of all the files.
Senate Democrats are exhausting every possible avenue to force the administration to do what it's already legally required to do, release the complete files, deliver transparency and justice, finally, to Epstein's victims. If the administration will not follow the law, which it isn't, the Senate must act.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is apologizing to Jeffrey Epstein victims for giving Peter Mandelson the U.S. ambassador job.
I regret making the decision to have appointed him in the first place. Had I known at the time what I know now or knew in September, I'd have never done it. And that's why today I've apologized for the fact that I appointed him in the first place and I believed his lies.
Email showed Mandelson maintained a friendship with Epstein following the financier's 2008 conviction for sex offenses involving a minor. Pressure is growing on Starmer over this issue. Vice President J.D. Vance is at the Winter Olympics in Italy and met with athletes.
I just hope you enjoy the experience. The whole country, Democrat, Republican, Independent, we're all rooting for you and we're cheering for you and we know you're going to make us proud.
Vance will be at the opening ceremony in Milan tomorrow. The Trump administration is set to launch Trump RX, a website to help patients buy prescription drugs directly from manufacturers at discounted rates. The price of Bitcoin continues its extended slide, falling another 11% to $67,000. That's the lowest level in 15 months. In Arizona, there has been no public sign of a response to NBC Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie's message to her mother's kidnapper. This is AP News. The European Central Bank is keeping interest rates where they are at.
As the 21 Eurozone countries managed to sail through President Trump's tariffs with resilient growth. Speaking at a news conference in Frankfurt, ECB President Christine Lagarde told reporters,
"The economy remains resilient in a challenging global environment."
The bank left its benchmark deposit rate at 2%, where it has been since June, after a series of cuts from the peak of 4% starting in mid-2024. The central bank said growth was being supported by low unemployment, increased government spending on defence and infrastructure, and the past series of rate cuts. The reduced rate has been low enough to restart mortgage lending for home sales and new construction due to reduced credit costs, boosting growth. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Bank of England is also keeping its rates the same. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.